Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show. All right. Welcome back to the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in the studio today by Randy Angston. What's up, man?
We're in the Coliseum, my guy.
You guys have to see this backdrop. We have to see this backdrop on YouTube, guys. If you're not on our YouTube channel, if you want to like watch us and see what we look like, I guess you can go to YouTube. We got two channels, Gym Business Coach Podcast and Gym Business Coach YouTube channel. So lots of cool stuff for you guys there. Guys, we are in the week of the Grow Summit. It's happening here at the hometown, so it takes a little pressure off of us. We're usually traveling and bringing all of our stuff, and everybody flies in. So we're taking it easy on ourselves this year, but we've got a great event coming out. So pumped, man. I've been getting ready for this for 6 months,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But so this episode, guys, I want to talk about something I'm really hitting hard in the Grow Summit itself. So you guys get a little sneak peek, especially if you're coming out this week. We're talking builders versus chasers. In this industry, there's really kind of two trains of thought. Thought one is, what is everybody else doing, and model that.
Yep.
Okay. It must work. What they're charging, what they're offering, their marketing hooks, their delivery, like that's one way. That's what we call chasers. And then builders are gym owners who create their own unique intellectual property, their proprietary methodology, their own pricing structure. They set their pricing where they believe it's valued at. They market the way they market. They market to their current systems and operations. They don't do what everybody else is doing. They're not looking at the latest tactic or hook or marketing offer because it's working now. And there's a lot of reasons why I believe the builders of this training gym revolution or generation, I should say, are going to win in the long run.
I agree.
In the long run. So let's dive into that because it's interesting when you start to look and peel the onion back and you start looking at these different gyms and models and offers and marketing and, you know, branding of these different gyms in a given market, you start to see a lot of similarities. And the question becomes, is it similar because it works, or is it similar because that's what the other guy did and they just copied what this person's doing?
We see that in marketing a ton, right? You know, the gym down the street's running an offer or a price point, and you just kind of assume that that's where things should be, so you do the same thing. Mm-hmm. The one big thing, too, I mean, when it comes to marketing, is you have no idea how successful those ads are. You could see somebody, what they're running, what their hook is, what the offer is, and you can go mimic and emulate that, but what if it's not getting people through the door?
You know, what if it is, but it doesn't, there's a lot, like you could have a gym in New York City that runs an offer, it crushes, and it doesn't work in Texas or even in the same market. I have a lot to say about this, mm-hmm. because marketing, the offers of your marketing have a lot to do with the retention of the clientele in your gym.
Completely agree. Yeah.
So if you're bringing somebody in on a transformational offer, a free thing, low price, something, a hook, a gimmick, something like that, you're going to attract like-minded people that are attracted to short-term, gimmicky, not a lifestyle client. They're looking for a quick fix. And when they come into your gym, it feels good. And then they're gone in 3 months or six, you know, or 6 weeks or whatever it is. You're starting all over again.
Yeah.
You're chasing, literally, instead of building a membership base that's going to be around for, you know, a decade.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great way of like framing the whole conversation here. Mm-hmm. And chasing leads, chasing new business is a time suck. It's a headache. It's the grind. The model, you know, is a big indicator of that. The price points you charge, who you're attracting, all of these things play into that massively. Mm-hmm. But I think to your point there, the builders start to think about what the business needs to look like in order to have somebody that they can retain for years. Yeah. It's a long-term focus as opposed to what can I do right now today to get somebody through my doors?
Oh, yeah.
Irrespective of what's to come.
Here's the biggest tell in the industry right now. Large group training gyms closing
yeah.
left and right. My feed is filling up with equipment liquidation sales, owners crying, you know, this is our last week in business. It's been a great run. And you start like, well, whoa, what's going on? Is this industry collapsing? And it's all the same model.
Commonality there, yeah.
It's a large group, low price, high churn business. Now, why were those gyms successful and no longer successful? I think it's tied directly to how hard it is to acquire clients.
Mm-hmm.
You could do anything. You could lob an ad out in 2015 to 2022, and people will come flooding in your gym. It's no longer like that.
Yeah.
So now, because you can't replace the high churn of those large group training gyms, you just start to dwindle your base. And meanwhile, there's a whole nother model out there, semi-private, where these clients are staying 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 years, paying higher prices. And most gyms are hopefully moving that direction, or they're closing.
Yeah.
They're closing. You will close your doors if you can't replace your clients. And if your churn is so high, 10%, 12%, and you can't replace it at that same clip, you're eventually going to fall. You just go out of business. And that's what we're seeing right now. And it's not a surprise. We've been calling this out for 7 years at this point, six years.
About as long as the podcast has been around, you know.
We've been talking about large group as a dying red ocean. And, you know, I get why people stay there, because it's easier to train. It's fun. It's, you know, it's a low price point. It's easy to sell. But when you can't replace the clients that are constantly leaving, you're going to go out of business.
Well, and there's something to be said about you as the owner and what you want the business to provide for you, the lifestyle that you want for yourself, your family. Maybe you have, quote unquote, an easy business to run, but what does that equate to at the end of the day? You know, I mean, I'm sure that with a high churn rate like that, like the emotional turmoil of I have to go sell X number of clients this month just to pay my bills, as opposed to looking at it, I almost think of it like, you know, compare the builders to those who look at everything that's available and then craft what is not only going to serve the client, but serve the business owner, serve the coaches, and everything's so intentional that it's not the flash in the pan.
So you're grasping at straws. More than just a workout in a room.
Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, the level of intentionality around the businesses that obviously the business you've built and the businesses we work with, it's night and day from, I think, the way that most gym owners.
Well, we're trying to show consider. The way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all right. Before we jump back into the episode, a quick note for the gym owners listening right now. If you're the kind of owner that is always pushing for the next level, you should know about the Growth Summit. Every year, we bring together some of the most driven gym owners in the industry for 3 days. This year, it's in Scottsdale. No fluff, no bullshit, just serious operators talking about what it really takes to build a gym that works as a business. Several thousand gym owners from all over the world so far have attended. So if you want to be in the room with people who refuse to settle for average, head on over to fitprogrowsummit.com and grab your ticket now, June 25th through 27th in Scottsdale. All right, let's get back to the show. If you're a gym owner dedicated to delivering a better training experience than your competitors, then you already know that one of the biggest bottlenecks in your business is programming. Most gym owners are either doing it themselves or paying a team a small fortune just to keep up. That's why I want to tell you about our sponsor, Semi-Private Pro, a platform that we built out of necessity in our own gym after realizing how much time and money we were just wasting to stay on top of programming. Let me give you a couple real-world examples. Ayn Toppin, she was spending 3 hours a day on programming. After switching to Semi-Private Pro, that dropped to zero, with zero drop in quality. Scott Wilson out of Kentucky, he's paying his team 15 hours a week for programming. Now they handle it in 15 minutes, and it's actually better than before. And Elizabeth Rogers, she reclaimed her Sundays. No more weekends behind a laptop writing workouts, and her coaches are now more aligned and consistent than ever. Guys, that is what Semi-Private Pro does. It gives you a master programming system your coaches can easily follow and adjust in real time. And here's the best part. This isn't some cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all template. Thanks to Semi-Private Pro's trademark movement matrix, every client workout is customized to their goals and movement quality. So it's not just faster, it's actually more individualized, more professional, and completely scalable. So if you're tired of spending your weekends writing workouts or worse, paying your team to do it, head on over to semiprivatepro.com to learn more. That's semiprivatepro.com and reclaim your time and level up your training. What we're trying to do, we live the way here. We call it the way. It is everything that we believe is put into the frameworks of the way. And you're not going to see gimmicky chasing tactics anywhere in this.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, there was a point in time in this business where we had some large group training stuff going on and we were trying different things and running gimmicky stuff. And as soon as we started seeing results of the type of people it was bringing in, we're like, yo, this isn't us. Mm-hmm. We cut it. And right. So like, just like everybody else, we tried challenges. We tried short-term offers for, you know, quick fixes and stuff like that, just like everybody else. And while, yeah, it brought in a ton of people for a short period of time, it did not give us the foundation of what we have today. What we have today is a high price point. It's a premium product. It's high touch out there on the training floor. It's highly customized. And it keeps the client around for a long time because it attracts a different human being. And I think that's the thing that these large group training gyms fell victim to, is it is a different human being that is attracted to a large group training class, HIIT, whatever it is, versus a strength conditioning program. Just a different human.
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously the results over time continue to show up for a customized program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we say it's almost like a moving goalpost. You know, all of us that train consistently, we know, like, it's not like there's this one day where you're all of a sudden you've achieved fitness and you just stop. Yeah, it's a lifestyle. Exactly. It's a lifetime commitment to it. We have to seek those people in the marketplace and, you know, draw more of those into the gym.
Yeah. Look, we all fall victim to the needing leads, right? You know, if you have a slow month or you lost a chunk of clients and you don't have some marketing hook that's working right now, i.e. giving you, I guess, clients, not just leads, but like, we all fall victim to it because the pressure is on when you lose a chunk of clients. And a lot of times, you know, they move or whatever. It has nothing to do with the quality of your product. So I understand why most gym owners are looking for the next thing that's going to work today. I get it. Now, here's the caution, the word of caution. If you don't market to what you currently offer, and you're doing the thing the guy down the street is, or the marketing agency is telling you to do, or the thing that's, you know, working now, you're attracting a different person, and you're obviously, or sometimes you're even delivering a different product than your current core offer is.
We saw a lot of that.
It happened. Yeah. I mean, case in point, MMA studios running fat loss challenges. Like,
mm-hmm.
I know this is old news, but like, that's about as case in point as it gets. Like, you're literally bringing in fat loss programming into a mixed martial arts studio. Why? Because that's what's working now. You've broken every system in your business. You're delivering a totally different product, and you see it with peptides. You see it with anything else under the sun that's a bolt-on, high-ticket thing that's just to what's working now. Like, that's the word of caution, guys. You're breaking probably your belief system.
Sure, somewhere there, yeah.
Right? You're like, what are your morals sometimes?
Yeah.
Just because you're in such desperate need of leads. And typically it's because you run a large group training gym that has high churn. You can't replace it fast enough. Switch your model, start building your proprietary unique mechanism. And if we get into that for a second, it's the thing that you can hang your hat on in your gym is the reason why clients get results with you.
Mm-hmm.
What is that thing? And if it's just fitness, if it's just workouts, if it's just the word nutrition, if it's just the word accountability, you're just like everybody else. You're a commodity. And basically, when everybody's offering the same thing, somebody's going to go to the place that's cheapest.
Yep.
And we don't want to be the cheapest. We want to be the most expensive. And look, I know this takes a lot of reframing of your mindset here, but take a look around. Gym liquidation sales are going through the roof. People are selling off mats and equipment and kettlebells and stuff like that. And once you figure out what the model was, why are they going out of business? What was their model? Large group, class-based, boot camp. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Zach brought this to my attention. He said, look at the cost to acquire a client these days. Look at the high churn on these models. when you could just lob an ad out and replace 50 clients next month, you didn't, you just did it.
It wasn't a problem.
You didn't care about losing 50 clients because you got 50 more coming in the next day. And I'm like, yeah, it just isn't that easy anymore to get a new client. So anyways, that's chasing versus building. We subscribe to the building side. We want you to build out your proprietary, unique programming, delivery system, offers, hooks, model. Everything should be yours and uniquely yours. That gives you the moat around your business against competition.
Yeah,
nobody can get what you offer because you're the only one that offers it. If they can go and get a class here, there, and the guy down the street, and it's all the same price, or one guy is cheaper, you're going to lose clients to that, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate that we've seen that trend just continue, and now it's accelerating. And you might be sitting here, maybe you run a large group gym, maybe that's where you're sitting today, and you're feeling some of this pain. You have a choice. Look at the writing on the wall. Look at where things are going. Look at your business. Are you struggling to get new people through the door? Are you watching your retention dissolve, and your churn's just blowing up and all of these different things? You have the opportunity to make that change right now. Don't become that gym that's got to, put your business up for sale for pennies on the dollar because it just dissolved in front of you. So a little bit of a lifeline, but you have to look at all of these things and consider, what changes can I make that are going to get me a different result? Am I attracting transformation clients that are only in it for 6 weeks to lose 20, 30 pounds? What happens when you check that box? Thanks. I'm hitting the roads. I'm going to go back doing it my own, right? So there's a lot to be said about all of this, but definitely look at, where you sit on what side of that line. Are you chasing the things that are happening today? Or are you building something that can, stand the test of time?
Yeah, exactly. I challenge you to look inward at your business model, at your offerings, the way you train. I challenge you to do all those things, because you can fix it, or you can chase what the guy down the street's already doing, which may or may not be working anyway.
Right.
So hopefully that helps you guys. I can't wait to see you at the Growth Summit. It's days away at this point, so... hopefully this helps you reframe the way you're looking at your business. Until next time, guys, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. If you enjoyed this episode and want to go deeper on this stuff, head on over to our YouTube channel. The podcast right here is where we have the conversations, but on the YouTube, we break down things much more in depth. We walk through real frameworks, real strategies, and systems that gym owners are using right now to build better businesses. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube, or head on over to youtube.com/@TheGymBusinessCoach.com. Subscribe to the channel, and I will see you over there.